I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Qatar's foreign ministry said Tuesday negotiations for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip are in the final stages and that the two sides were at the closest point yet to an agreement. Speaking at a weekly news briefing, Qatari foreign ministry spokesman Majid Al-Ansari described the ongoing talks as positive and productive. He explained why there are reasons for optimism.
During the past months, there were underlying issues, major issues between the two parties unresolved. These issues were resolved during the talks in the past couple of weeks. And therefore, we have reached a point where the major issues that were preventing a deal from happening were addressed.
Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have led a months-long effort to try to achieve a halt in fighting, with talks Tuesday in Doha focused on final details of a plan. Under the deal, Hamas would release hostages it's been holding since the militants carried out their October 2023 attack on Israel, while Israeli authorities would release Palestinian prisoners. Firefighters in California Tuesday are preparing to battle extreme conditions as winds gusting as high as 112 kilometers per hour are once again fanning the flames of the deadly wildfires around Los Angeles. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new starts could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations.
You may have fire NATOs.
The L.A. area wildfires began January 7th, claiming lives and destroying thousands of homes and buildings. Monday night, another wildfire began in Ventura. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Confirmation hearings began Tuesday for President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, one of the most controversial to face the U.S. Senate. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner provides some background on what we know about Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon.
After graduating from Princeton in 2003, Hegseth served in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay as an Army National Guard officer, earning two Bronze Stars. But the former Fox News personality has been criticized for lacking the management experience needed to lead 1.3 million active duty service members, and the nearly 1 million civilians who work for the nation's military. Since Trump tapped Hegseth for the job, allegations of alcohol abuse and sexual misconduct emerged. A California police report showed a woman filed a sexual assault complaint against him in 2017. Hegseth was never charged and has denied any wrongdoing. He has also denied allegations of excessive drinking and financial mismanagement at veterans organizations.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. NATO's Secretary General said Tuesday the alliance is launching a new mission to protect undersea cables in the Baltic Sea region following a string of incidents last year. AP correspondent Naomi Kim reports.
At a summit in Helsinki with the leaders of NATO countries located on the Baltic Sea, Secretary General Mark Rutte announced that the effort would be called Baltic Sentry.
It will involve a range of assets, including frigates and maritime patrol aircraft, among others, and will enhance our vigilance in the Baltic.
He also said that a small fleet of naval drones will be deployed to provide enhanced surveillance and deterrence. The meeting follows a string of incidents in the Baltic that have heightened concern.